The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to my wife on the phone, and we always talk for about a half hour, so I missed the Luke hour. I went right to Big Mac. So no offense, Luke, you know I respect you. Love you.
No, none taken.
But I didn't hear anything of what you said. So I'm listening to Chris McMonagle, who, I got to tell you, one of my favorite listens on the radio station. I'm a big fan of Chris. So I'm listening to Chris. He's saying stupid stuff about the Giants. He's saying dumb stuff about the NBA courts. But then he made a really good comparison. He compared the NBA courts to the Seinfeld episode where the KFC sign was so bright.
No.
It was shining into Kramer's apartment where Jerry started to live. I think they switched apartments.
No, it was not KFC. It was Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Gotta
I apologize.
Be fair here.
It was not Kenny Rogers. It was Kenny Rogers Roasters.
We don't want misinformation on the radio.
Whatever. So Big Mac made that comparison. And while I disagree with him about the courts, I thought it was very funny.
Huh.
And then Paul Rosenberg, who we all love, but Rosie likes to say stuff to get a reaction. He reacted to Big Mac by saying, one of the only good Seinfeld episodes. In fact, forget about me describing it. Here's the actual exchange that occurred that I was listening to on my ride home last night.
I can't even watch it. I feel like Kramer when the Kenny Rogers was outside his window. And it's like, you know, it's like all red. Can't watch it.
One of the few good Seinfeld episodes.
Only someone looking for an argument would put it that way. I'm not going to have this debate with you. I'm not going to argue the virtues of Seinfeld with you. Stop it now. One of the few good episodes of the greatest comedy in history. I mean, come on, stop it.
So I actually was prompted to text Big Mac. I was pulling into my house at this moment, and I texted him and said, "You're right. Rosie was baiting a fight with you."
He definitely was, because there's no way you've watched Seinfeld and said that's the only good episode.
Of course!
There are hundreds of them.
Asinine opinion. So I texted that to Big Mac, and I went inside, and that was my day. All of a sudden, about 45 minutes later, Big Mac texts me these words: "Jerry called in." So my first reaction is, what's Recco up to? Literally, I thought about Recco. Then I thought about Jerry Ferrara, and I'm like, there's a nickname going on. Why is he calling in? And then I was like, Seinfeld? So yeah, then Jerry Seinfeld calls in to basically say, look, I'm okay with Rosenberg not liking my show. And then he made a very funny comparison about Rosie only liking a few episodes that maybe you'll be offended by. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, look, we made 180 episodes.
Yes.
So we made three good ones. We're like right. The Giants, you know.
That's true. That's true. You
yeah,
had that,
with three... 3-177. That's our record.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Now, the next thing Jerry did.
I told you guys I saw Jerry last year, right?
You did at like in Nashville or something?
I think
in Dallas, Teak? I want to say in Texas.
Nashville. I think I can't remember.
Denver? Where in the world is Tiki Barber?
Denver, wherever I was. He was in the elevator. About... He had a tux on.
I'm going to say Indianapolis could be a good bet.
Yeah, that's true. You're always there.
Maybe. I get ready for my fifth Indianapolis game.
I think it was Atlanta, by the way. For some reason, I think it was Atlanta that you ran into.
It might have been Secaucus.
I can't remember, but whatever. We were on a high floor. I get on the elevator. He's on the elevator.
Right.
I'm like, Jerry Seinfeld.
Look at that.
I said, I think he said something like, oh, how's the new gig with Evan?
Well, he's a listener of the station. He called into Steve a lot. But one thing I picked up on is that he wasn't aware that Big Mac was a Yankee fan. Look, Big Mac's on in the overnight. I don't know if Jerry's up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So Big Mac identifies he's a Yankee fan. And then Jerry Seinfeld did something that I don't even think he realizes was as funny as it was. So what he did was, Chris McMonagle, and I mean this as a compliment, is the most intense, insane Yankee fan that works here. And I don't mean any disrespect to you, Sean, or BT, or anybody else, but Big Mac gets physically ill when the Yankees lose games. There are stories from the World Series game you went to him where you saw it. He's like me with the Mets, with the Yankees. Like, physically, he shakes. He's nuts. We saw him the other day. I brought up the World Series. He turned green. It's like he didn't want to talk about it. So that's just some background on Chris McMonagle. Jerry doesn't know this. He just knows him as a Yankee fan and proceeds to do this to Chris McMonagle.
Tell me about the pain of the fifth inning. Tell me about that.
Really?
I want to know, what did that
do
feel
I have to
like
go over this with Jerry
fan?
Seinfeld right now? Really?
Yeah. I want to hear your pain.
Jerry. That is, I'm not kidding.
What was the worst of the three plays for you? Which one was the worst? The judge play was the worst.
Well, you know,
it's a guy, you don't want to see that happen to that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a great, obviously one of the a great player.
Oh, he's needling
and
the hell
he's
out
tattooed
of
with that moment.
Forever. No doubt. It's still, honestly, I'm not kidding. A day hasn't gone by yet that I haven't thought about it for a little bit. In the moment,
it makes me feel so good to hear that. I can't tell you.
And I'm glad I'm pleasing you, Jerry. In the moment,
my pleasure.
That's well. Thank you very much.
I mean, again, if he does that to any Yankee fan, it's cute. He's doing this to somebody who's literally in physical pain talking about it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So was Big Mac appreciative of Jerry's ribbing?
Suck it!
I think he was. Or is he now of the Rosieberg? There's only one episode that I like.
I want to take Jerry. I want to take you to one last clip.
All right, go ahead.
And this is the clip no one's going to pay attention to. But trust me, something very awkward happened at the end. I don't know if it's because Chris was mad at Jerry. I don't think it was that. I think Chris was thrilled that Jerry called in. He got over the Yankee stuff. It's Jerry Seinfeld. And he made a comment to Jerry that I think he thought was going to be a joke. And you could tell Mr. Seinfeld was not thrilled. And Big Mac, very quickly, like he's a cornerback, backed up insanely quickly. And by the way, I've talked to Big Mac. He confirms this is what happened.
Okay.
He has confirmed that he made a joke. He clearly saw it wasn't going over well. And was like, So I present to you the last thing Big Mac said to Jerry, in which he tried to take a shot at Seinfeld, and Seinfeld wasn't having it. Take a listen.
In my opinion, it's the greatest show, the comedy in the history of television. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. I'm a huge fan
Thank
of you.
You so much. Thank you.
I even labored through your Pop-Tart movie. That's how much I liked you. So
my Emmy nominated number one.
No, it actually did make me laugh.
We had a lot of fun.
It did. It made me laugh. And plus, you know, just I'm a huge cereal guy. So just the idea of
it was
comedic and very much so. But it also there was interesting tidbits in there about learning about how like the breakfast food industry was something I was unaware of.
He didn't know what to do, so he's like, I love cereal.
It became something to learn from.
Because he saw what was happening.
Right. He used the word labored through.
I'm intrigued by it. I have not seen it. So I can't give you an opinion.
It's spoofish.
Yeah.
So it's entertaining.
It's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly right. It's what it's supposed to be.
It's lighthearted, funny. Maybe you do take a thing or two about post versus whatever.
Yes, 100%.
And that's it. And you laugh at it and you move on.
Right.
But Big Mac said I even...
Frosted Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
No. I labored through it.
I
was entertained by it. Actually, because maybe it was just because I was watching it during the summer and it was like nothing else going on.
Yeah.
You're just mindless. Right. I was entertained by it.
It sounds fun. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I labored through it. Hey, you mean my Emmy Award? And Chris was like, I'm out. It was great. I loved it. I'm just kidding.
I learned a thing or two.
I think I only found it because I didn't know about it. The movie. I only found it because we were overseas somewhere.
Oh, really?
And it happened to be on. And I was like, what the hell is this Jerry Seinfeld?
Let me give it a try.
Pop-Tart movie.
Is that when you were in Italy?
No. It was somewhere where they didn't, where TV wasn't English. I don't know where, and it was the only thing we could watch.
Oh, right.
So it was like, all right, let's watch this. And it was actually good.
And it was good. I'd give it a try. I'm always looking for stuff to watch. And you know what's funny? You have access to so much stuff now. With Amazon Prime, yeah. Netflix, Hulu,
It was.
It's so tough to find stuff.
We were somewhere where they were English. The TV was, no, it was in Japan. So it was just 2 years ago. And so the TV is not English.
Right.
So the only thing, way we could watch TV was to log into our Netflix account.
Mm.
And so we watched it on our, like, hooked to the TV via Chromecast.
Hey.
And it was like, let's find something on Netflix.
However you can get the entertainment, man, that's for sure. Well, good job, Chris McMonagle. And good job by Paul Rosenberg for just making a dumb comment that somehow got Jerry to call in.
As much as I want to let my dear friend Chris McMonagle twist in the wind here, he's clearly getting worked. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld is dry, sarcastic. He was joking with Chris.
He may have been, by the way.
I think he definitely was.
100%.
I think Jerry clearly has a sense of humor, so
yes.
I think he may have been being worked.
Absolutely.
But nevertheless, he got worked.
And another thing here, too. Dude, you have Jerry Seinfeld on the air. If Tiffany Amber Thiessen came in here, I would forget about the Mets season. Can you relax and not get mad at Jerry Seinfeld for needling you? And by the way, Jerry's a huge Met fan, so it's like if Evan did it or if I did it.
I think this
is Jerry Seinfeld.
He should have needled the Mets right back.
Right, or do that, exactly.
I don't think he was like pissed off. I think it was more like, this is the thing that really hurts me still, and now I'm having to hurt with a guy I respect
doing it
to me. So I don't think Big Mac was ever upset. But I just thought it was more fun. I thought it was funnier than people realize because I know how serious Big Mac is.
But Evan, you're...
I don't know if half the audience even knows that. Mm.
But McMonagle loves Seinfeld. He said that. He got a chance essentially to meet Jerry Seinfeld. If you were to meet Abe Lincoln, and it was right after the Jets lost the Super Bowl, you would give Honest Abe your joy and adulation. You wouldn't be like, hey, excuse me, Abe, thank you for everything you've done for the country, but you know what, the Jets just lost the Super Bowl.
No, I'd be dead to me at that point.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, if the Jets lost the Super Bowl?
Dude, you got to meet Abe Lincoln.
I ain't talking to him, no.
Wow.
I'd refuse to talk to him.
What
if Abe needled you?
I'd be very pissed.
What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers' two-minute drive?
Is that an Abe Lincoln impression?
I'd probably punch him in the face. Yeah.
You would punch Abe Lincoln.
I would deck Lincoln in the face.
You would
honest
punch
Abe.
And you know I love Abe. I have a picture of him in my office. Have you seen that picture?
Mm.
It's there every day. You don't see it?
I'll tell you one thing. If you straight up assault Abe Lincoln, you're going to need a Lincoln lawyer.
Very good. I can't get over that you're in my office every day. You never noticed that an Abe Lincoln picture hanging there?
No.
Did you notice it, Sean?
Yes.
How do you not notice it?
I have no idea.
Abe Lincoln, Ben Simmons, and Jacob DeGrom.
Steve Cohen might be there as well.
A real Abe Lincoln picture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.